Hello, this is a show from Radia. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
A clean red decaled rough terrain vehicle approaches. Where the cabin has been removed, there is a stabilizer bar onto which cameras, megaphone, and flag are fastened. On a central frame is a cyclops-like remote sensing instrument. Beyond, the Sierra Nevada range spreads out in a faint, broad set of peaks passively visible in blue-gray haze. Number 159. A damp field. A row of 5 12-foot tripods assembled from hewed timber, hanging from tethered hindquarters. Cattle carcasses are drained and limp. Noses graze the mud. Two bodies counterbalanced through a wooden crossbar, suspended from central tackle on each of the 5 structures. Men in long beige, many pocketed coats, gloves, caps move about. Number 160. A headless mechanical body walks in a long stride on a conveyor belt, attached to the ceiling by a tail. Tidy bundles of cables and wires are visible at each joint in appendages, waist, and neck. Red athletic shoes, all of shin plate. Pale green thighs, gunmetal gray pelvis, black components, stabbing the darkened room behind the runner. Clean shining foreheads reflect blue light. 161. An abandoned Christmas tree farm. A soft bed of orange needles. Animatronic head grimaces, showing teeth. 28 small blue squares are adhered symmetrically at points of expressive musculature on his red, sweaty face. Octagonal prison complex, as seen from above, contains 15 axial forms among two trapezoidal patches of green grass. At the southeast wall, three parking lots fit between the campus and rasterized rows of crops that occupy the farm fields. Six office casual figures stand and sit around a spotless room, ringed by a computer installation paneling the wall in 4x8 units. In the center of the room is a control console with many switches, dials, and display lights. Next to the console is an aluminum and woven fabric folding chair. The floor is an icy white plane. 166. The Sunbeak Red Brownstone Plateau, a defined area among a rough boulder terrain of the same elements, interrupted by the cleanly cut geometry of a rectangular quarried recess. The cut is sheer, revealing geomorphic patterning in the stone, dropping 3 feet, disappearing into a deep algae green pool.
167. A four-wheeled variable height vehicle, not much more than an open chassis, supports a four-sided pyramidal substructure, which elevates a dual spray arm mechanism, projecting 20 feet from either side. The wingspan is held aloft by a barely visible cable suspension system drawn from a central X-frame. Vaporized water clouds in the area underneath the arms, muting and blurring the vivid color spectrum of the land. Number 168. At the floor of an aquamarine pool, a derelict pumping derrick is couched on 4 projected legs, perpendicular bent knees, elevating the form like a crude interpretation of a giant scorpion. A black-suited diver, dwarfed beneath the crusted body, strings a yellow cable from the floor to the near foreground, vivid over the aquatic flora, yet disappearing from view. Number 169. A polished cylinder is set into an aluminum support frame. The bottom of an end flange makes 8 bolt holes visible. The structure rests on a dark blue epoxy resin workbench surface, in front of an orange wall. The below shelves of the gray metal workbench are filled with electronic diagnostic equipment. Black bands of tape demarcate areas of a white and black flecked linoleum tile floor. A beige-clad military technician rests one knee on the tarmac, beside a light gray drone, looking through an imaging device that is attached to the lower port side of the aircraft. Next to the intake portal are 26 kill symbols, and a decal of a triangle in a black field. Thank you. number 173. A three-tiered viaduct. Masonry, stained yellow, orange, and rusty-looking clouds and drips spans a reflective stretch of river passage that narrows over white stone banks. Number 174. A squad of land-moving vehicles excavate and create a surveyed area on the near surface of the moon. A generator and mobile lighting unit are haphazardly parked at the mouth of a creamy white garage structure, resembling a truncated teepee. Beside this central work facility, a figure in a white spacesuit sifts minerals through a crude mining implement. The black visor of the astronaut worker reflects an adjacent communications field and a distant blue semi-illuminated planet. Number 175. Brown terraced farm fields step down toward a river bend, each level banded by foliage peaking a narrow berm. Number 176. Five red harvester vehicles running parallel, each with 25-foot headers, erase a yellow-gold wheat field, leaving a dusty desert-like wake. Number 177. Hand cradles a translucent, glassy artificial heart, presenting three shiny metallic valves. A stainless steel plate emblazoned with three initials wraps around the outer body of the form. The pinkish hand wears a golden wedding band. Two sheep stand in adjoining stalls. A mason wall behind them. Golden hay all around. They look very similar. Maybe identical.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.